Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Ireland, you have me, the host, Father Scott Steinkirchner. I'm here finishing up my retreat with a wee bit of vacation time, and I'm coming to you from the fields of Athenry with a preaching I'm calling The Role of the Axe. The first reading is from the prophet Isaiah, and it starts out like you don't want to read and to start out. Ah, Assyria, the rod of my anger, the club in their hand is my fury. God, through Isaiah, is saying, Assyria is the rod of my anger beaten up on Israel because they need it. But then it goes on and it says, Assyria thinks it's doing this all on its own, like it's in charge of the world. No. They'll go as far as I want them to go, and then they'll be stopped. And then it has this interesting line. Shall the axe vaunt itself over the one who wields it? Assyria is the axe, but God is the axeman. The gospel has a similar idea, but it's a far more positive spin on it. Jesus said, it's from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Thus ends the reading. One of my big questions on retreat this year is, what sort of ministry should I be pursuing? I do a lot of different things, and it's sometimes hard to balance them, and seems every year I'm asking, have I got this balance right, or should I do one or the other more? And particularly, I wanted to do more with this internet ministry, but should I? And if so, something's got to give. Well, God answered that prayer in sort of a painful way, but one of the other full-time ministries I was doing just came to an abrupt end. So I guess that answers that. It's the Lord who's wielding me. It's the Lord who gives us all of our talent, but it is for a reason. And he'll let us know what he wants us to do. Hopefully sometimes, you know, Lord, you could have just told me. Actually, maybe not. Maybe I wasn't listening, or maybe I would have not had the courage to go. This way, like Assyria, God just says, oh, I'll set your boundaries and then no further, because I'm in charge. God can reveal to each of us what he wants us to do with a talent he has given us. The talent is not ours. We don't make ourselves. We're made by God, and we're made for a reason. Find out what that reason is for you on this day, because it changes, you know. And do that thing, and it'll be really wonderful. So God bless you in your discernment.